Questions 46 through 50. Listen to a talk by a management professor.
Today I'd like to turn our attention to an area of management often overlooked in traditional management courses, small business management. Small businesses have gone from being traditional small-town stores selling food or clothing to sophisticated high-tech enterprises. And in addition to the important products they produce, they create jobs for lots of people because there are so many of them. It's important for management to keep in mind which of the customers' needs the business serves, because it can't serve all their needs. Writing a business plan that everyone in the organization understands and follows will help to provide the necessary focus and direction. It's important to state clearly what the purpose of the business is. Additionally, each person within the organization must know what tasks to perform in order to fulfill that purpose. Now, if for some reason a business plan doesn't work, try hard to discover why not, rewrite it, and immediately focus on the new plan. A word of caution, however, never give up a bad plan without replacing it. A business has to have a plan because it can't afford to waste its limited resources. And as you know, waste leads to unnecessarily high production costs. Production costs are at the heart of the company's ability to make a high-quality product and sell it at an affordable price.
Number 46. What is the primary purpose of a business plan? Number 47. What is the talk mainly about? Number 48. According to the speaker, what is one benefit of the growing number of small businesses? Number 49. According to the speaker, what should a manager do if a business plan doesn't work? Number 50. What does the speaker imply about production costs?